You're listening to the West Cork History Festival podcast.
This is Lorcan Clancy here, and this is the West Cork History Festival podcast. And I'm here with Dr. Brian Coughlan, who spoke at the festival this weekend. And your talk was on an exploration of the life of Percy Ludgate. Now, for those who don't know, who was Percy Ludgate?
He was the second person to propose an analytical engine, which is a general purpose computer. All the billions of computers that there are on Earth at the moment are all analytical engines.
So a hugely significant figure in the field of computer science.
Not somebody that had any influence on the modern electronic computers, but somebody who historically is very important in computer science.
And you joked in your talk that you weren't going to talk too much about computer science itself, but what you did talk about is his life and also his lineage. That was a big focus of your talk.
Yes, his family was from Mallow, which is in Cork. It's not too far from here, maybe an hour and a half on a very windy road. And they appear to have settled there in the early 1700s and had large families. So there actually is a very large tree of Ludgates that evolved from the couple that settled there, and a big diaspora of Ludgates in America.
And it was interesting, you started by saying, you kind of made a point of saying he had no known descendants. And I suppose not to spoil anyone who might listen to your full presentation, but you made an interesting discovery.
Yes. It was generally accepted by all that there were no descendants. But last Christmas, we discovered that his only niece, who died in 1987, had, in fact, in 1935, had a child who she had put up for adoption, and that child had been renamed, and so extremely difficult to even locate, and taken to another country and raised there, and then had emigrated from there to America and married and had children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren now.
And how did you discover this?
I discovered it from a very small hint on a blog looking for relatives, and it was very indirect. So the smallest hint of this nature in these kind of historical searches can lead to very unexpected results.
And you're also launching an appeal for more information about his life and his relatives.
Yes, that's because despite the fact that we appear to know quite a bit about him, in actual fact, we know only stark facts. We don't know any of the what you might call the human interest stories. And as well as that, about his principal scientific work, his proposal for an analytical engine, he himself admitted in his writings that he could only cover the principal points and did not document any of the detail that would be necessary to reconstruct or to even reimagine his machine.
Yeah. And in terms of remembering his life and his legacy, you point out in your talk that his grave is actually unmarked.
Yes, but now it can be marked. Now that there are descendants, it can be marked, and in fact that process is underway. The grandchildren have collectively decided that they should do that.
Brian Coughlan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
This has been the West Cork History Festival podcast.